All right, so Paris Hilton on Larry King last night. What a sensual experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't stop thinking about the two of them together. I really, really can't. It's a very awkward interview. I'm sorry. I mean, people go on Larry King for a reason. It's because he asks, he'll ask you a hard question. He'll ask you something tough, but then he'll let you get away with whatever answer you want. And he's just ADD. He tells, he has these, the questions just written out. You can tell, ask this question, get a response, ask this question, get a response, and just keep on going. And he's an old man, so you have to kind of understand that his reasoning is off a little bit. Like in this clip where he's talking about jail versus dealing with the paparazzi.
So you have now become used to the fact that you have no privacy.
Yeah, I think it definitely comes with the territory.
But you had ultimate privacy in jail.
Somewhat, you know, but there's always, like, the officers around, so you don't really have any privacy in jail, but it was nice to be away from all the flashes for a while.
What was he thinking with that?
I don't want to know what goes through Larry King's head.
Dirty thoughts, I'll tell you that. He's got a pretty hot wife, doesn't he?
Yeah, she's, like, really young, too.
Oh, man. And I really like this. When you listen to this clip, it sounds so much like the exact situation she's got to deal with at nightclubs, with people trying to get in with her party or whatever.
Was there a list? Can you give them a list of who can come? How does that work?
For inmates and myself, it's the same. Every Saturday and Sunday, for a half hour, you can have two visitors.
And you can tell them who's coming?
Yes.
Did anybody try to come that you said no?
There was a lot of random people, and the officers would be like, do you know John, whatever? And they were just, like, random people pretending that they were related to me. So a lot of people just would just pretend that they knew me to get in.
I just find that so funny. Out of context, quote of the night.
But sometimes I go down, and that's something I'm trying to change about myself.
Oh, yeah, no, she didn't.
Yeah. She did.
But sometimes I go down, and that's something I'm trying to change about myself.
Go ahead, Larry, lick your lips. Yeah, you like that, don't you? It's good. Oh, and Larry goes on to fantasize about Paris a little bit more.
Were you strip searched? Do they do that in jail? I don't know if they do it in prison.
They do. They do it in any jail.
What was that like?
The most humiliating experience of my life. I never had to do that. You know, doing that in front of someone you don't even know, it's pretty embarrassing.
So a woman police officer and you in a room?
Yes.
Is it as gross as we might think it is?
Well, it's pretty gross, you know, taking your clothes off in front of someone and having to do that. Yes.
You understand why they do it?
Of course I do.
And there he goes, licking his lips. Nice. You like that, Larry, don't you? Don't you? Dirty old man. Good Lord.
Lips have to be chapped by now.
You would think. All right. Is there anything else going on?
Lindsay Lohan's dad can't spell her name. He let out a press release about him and his wife's divorce battle. And he spelled Lindsay L-Y-N-D-S-A-Y instead of L-I.
He misspelled his daughter's own name.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's hard to hear you over Larry licking his lips over there.
Sorry. I'll try to speak up a bit. And also, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline had a phone call recently where she said, I want my family back.
And what's that mean? She wants to get back together with him?
Yeah. Kevin was stunned and said he wasn't interested.
And then Larry King said, you can start a family with her.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd probably be the best match.